Hi everyone, I'm Jinhui Wang, and I'm from the University of Florida. I'm a master's student from the School of Natural Resources and Environment. The topic of my poster is economic analysis of anaerobic soil desiccation on tomato production in Southwest and North Florida. First, I want to introduce some background. Because we can't use the methyl bromide anymore, researchers have focused on developing alternative biological fumigation methods. Anaerobic soil desiccation (ASD) is a biological method developed to suppress plant parasitic nematodes, weeds, and soil-borne pathogens. This study conducted trials to collect data on tomato cost of pre-planting, production, harvesting, marketing, market tomato prices, and tomato yields. Anaerobic soil desiccation had no negative effects on tomato fruit qualities, such as firmness, pH, macronutrients, and micronutrient content. Although ASD can be a high-cost production method, the high tomato yield generated significant gross returns to offset the additional cost. The objective is to check the economic viability of using ASD in tomato production, drawing on data produced by two failed experimental stations. We could find these two locations in the map. Citra is in the North Florida and Immokalee is in the Southwest Florida. We have three harvests in Immokalee at the beginning of 2016, and we have five harvests in Citra at the end of 2015. In total, we have six failed trials. In each location, we had one chemical soil fumigation CSF and two ASD treatments in a randomized complete block design. Chemical soil fumigation treatments were conducted in fumigated raised beds with plastic film and drip irrigation. Anaerobic soil desiccation used liable organic carbon sources like molasses or compost poultry litter CPL to stimulate soil microbial respiration and oxygen consumption. Molasses was applied by 6.93 meter cube per hectare for treatment ASD 0.5 and double for ASD 1. Compost poultry litter was applied at a rate of 11 microgram per hectare for ASD 0.5 and double for ASD 1. In the middle, I showed four figures as results. In Figure 1, the economic analysis focused on differences between the CSF and ASD treatments with regard to total cost, gross return, and net return. The orange shadow showed the total cost and the blue one showed the net return. The two ASD treatments in Immokalee generated higher net return than the CSF treatment. Because of climate issues, the ASD tomato yield in Citra was lower than expected, even lower than CSF treatment. ASD1 treatment in Citra was not profitable. The figure 2 showed the pre-planting differences between ASD and CSF, and we could find the main difference is in the first step. We use organic carbon source instead of fumigant in ASD trial. Growing ASD tomato demonstrated higher cost due to the increased cost associated with carbon sources and enhanced yields. The cost per plant in ASD land preparation was more than two times higher than CSF. And the figure 3 and figure 4 showed the break-even molasses price with varying tomato price and break-even tomato yield with varying tomato price. With increased tomato price, ASD is more affordable as ASD can obtain the same net return as CSF at higher molasses price. In Figure 3 and Figure 4, the red line and blue line showed the comparison between ASD and CSF in Immokalee, and the green line and purple line showed the comparison between ASD and CSF in Citrus. Higher tomato price led to higher gross returns. Higher price of molasses and lower tomato yields could be accepted. Because more carbon sources were applied at ASD1 trials, the cost was higher. At the same tomato price, break-even tomato yield were higher in ASD1 compared to ASD 0.5. Higher yield generated in ASD1 led to higher break-even molasses price at the same tomato price. Break-even molasses prices in comparing net return between ASD1 and CSF in Citra were negative, which implies that ASD1 is not economically feasible at all with the yields from the trials at Citra, and we removed the purple line in Figure 3. Although ASD trial in Citra is not profitable, we can still get profit if we sell the citrus tomato at a Immokalee's price. We don't actually care about the growing time. However, the market tomato price changes a lot as time changes. Basically, in conclusion, in most cases, ASD can be an effective and economically viable tomato field production method in Florida. For the next step, control the cost of ASD and find the most appropriate carbon source application rate based on different production environment to make the profit maximization. And in the end, I want to deliver my appreciate to the USDA ARS area-wide project on anaerobic soil disinfestation. Thank you.